face of the UCLA team that tripped you guys up last year at Pauley. What do you remember about that game? And you know, what are you guys taking into consideration this time as you prepare?
I remember that they kind of surprised us with energy and tempo. We really couldn't guard the drive against them. They're just pressuring us full court, and we couldn't really handle the pressure and the tempo and everything. We just weren't prepared for the game, I feel like. So this year I really want to go over there and like be 100% like right from the start, like be dialed in into the game plan, and I think if we do that, we can beat them.
Larry said earlier that, you know, he doesn't talk a ton about goals, but last week before the Washington game, he mentioned trying to finish in the top four. Do you guys as players look at the final stretch and look at where you guys are in the standings and kind of pay attention to that stuff just a little bit, or do you kind of just try to block out all that other extra stuff and just, you know, focus on one game in front of you?
Well, I personally, I do pay attention to it a little bit. Just because I want to reach that goal, and I think if we end the season strong, like we can definitely accomplish that, and maybe even more. Like you never know, but so it's not like a focus of mine like that. I like look at the standings and be like, if we beat them and they lose, like I don't worry about it too much. But like it's something I look at, yeah.
Well, take us through your drive and dunk yesterday. Is that nice to be able to show those skills off a little bit?
It was fun. I just tried to read the play, and it worked out pretty well. I happened to like get the pass, and I said yesterday I just got into a kind of like a tunnel of vision, and I went for it.
I was going to ask you about UCLA. They're a little bit of an enigma, just the fact that they beat Kentucky, but they're not doing maybe as well Pac-12 play as they hope. How do you look at them? And they obviously strong rebounding team, and they've got some size.
I don't know. It's interesting because they beat some very good teams. I think they beat Gonzaga too and Kentucky, and so it's definitely a team you gotta be like very prepared for, and you cannot underestimate them just because their record's not that great right now. Their bigs are loaded in there. They have some really tall guys, and I'm gonna look forward to go at them.
What effect has having Jace and David Collette in scout team and practice had on your play?
I think it's helped me out a lot because they kind of take turns to beat up on me. It makes practice a little harder on me because I don't get the rest during practice, and I don't get the rest during a game either. So it's kind of like, so whenever we want, we can like simulate a game type situation in practice, and it's really good for me, and I appreciate it.
You know, as you kind of string some of these performances together, I think you've scored at least 20 points in 6 of your last 7. What is the key to your consistency? And when you had maybe a little dry spell, I know an injury contributed, but what changed from that to now your current stretch?
I want to say two main things changed. First of all, my mindset. Where I go into games more aggressive, I try to like call for the ball more. I go for my moves faster and more aggressively. And then on top of that, I think us as a team, like offensively, just improved in the last couple of games. We move the ball better. There's been some like really good like just dump offs or post passes that make it really easy on me to get like 4 or 5, maybe more easy baskets per game. So that's like 10 points already. And then with me being aggressive, it just adds up faster.
Is there ever the inclination to, you know, you're shooting so well, you know, 11 for 12, 11 for 14, that kind of stuff. Do you have to fight the urge to, you know, force even more shots up since you're being so efficient? Is it like, I'm shooting so well, maybe I should take a shot that I wouldn't normally take?
No, not at all. I've never been that guy that takes like 20 shots per game, and I'm not sure if I ever will be. I'm just gonna like let the game come to me. Like, just I'm never gonna take like or go crazy about my shots. I'm gonna take my kind of shots, the shots I know I can make, and I think that's why I'm shooting such a high percentage, because I'm being very, I don't know, like picky with my shot selection. Maybe sometimes that's even a little bit of a negative. Like, maybe sometimes I should take more shots, but I'm trying to find the open man and trying to find the best shot for the team.
It seemed like at times yesterday, I mean, you only missed 3 shots out of 14, but you still sort of were like, oh man, I almost had that one. Do you kind of find maybe a little bit of fun in kind of chasing perfection and chasing kind of the perfect game?
Yeah, maybe up to a certain point. It's just like I said, I'm like, every shot I take, or almost every shot I take, I feel like I can make every time. So like, if I miss it, I'm still like a little bit upset with myself. And those couple of shots that I missed last night were definitely shots I should have made. So I just get like a little upset with myself, but it's just for a split second, and then I'm over it, and I continue to play on.
Yeah, ask, have you like how the schedule's worked out, that your next 4 games are against teams you haven't played this year? Does that re-energize or sort of get you in a tournament mindset?
I haven't even thought about that, to be honest. It's definitely interesting. Our schedule this year was definitely different than last year. But we have some really strong teams coming up towards the end, so that can be very positive, because you get to play the top teams in your league and get to match up with them during the end of the season, where every team's supposed to be at their peak. Like, and maybe it's even like a bigger challenge, because like we like, now that the end of the season's coming, everybody's a little bit more tired than maybe at the start. So it's a grind, and you, especially against those like really good teams, top of our league, you gotta be there 100% in your mind with your body, otherwise you won't have a chance to win.
I was just kind of wondering, what personal involvement does Larry have in, you know, some of your skills development and some of the things you try to develop during this course of the season?
He's definitely played a big part in that, especially during the summer when we worked in individual workouts. But not only that, it's more about the talks we have, like the mental kind of stuff. I feel like that's where I improved a lot this year, and that's definitely something he has played a big role in, like, my improvement in that area.